Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jean Salch, an international healer and channel of the divine realm. Jean has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Neuron rewiring is sometimes included in Jean's work. Although she personally does not guarantee miraculous results, many people have reported what they claim to be instant miracles from the divine beings that channel through her. Jean can remove the reptilian part of your brain and replace it with what God intended it to be. She can alter your DNA for healing and can breathe in God's healing breath. She's available for local services in Vermont and through her website, which I will give you in a moment. Get your pens and pieces of paper ready. Any topic or health issue can be focused on, and there's no limit for what you can request. The energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And Jean does do readings and healings. Tonight, only one question for a reading, or you can choose a healing. And Jean's website, as I mentioned, is on the World Wide Web. It's Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. Jean of divinehealing.com. And so let me welcome Jean. Jean, how are you tonight, hon? Must have a problem with your mic. Let me double check it. It looks like it's live, but this has happened before, so hang in there. Okay. Jean?
Yes, I'm going to plug in my earbuds.
All right. Well, that was a Blog Talk instant. It had nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At any rate, I just wanted to let the callers know and listeners know that Jean is going to offer a general five-minute healing for everybody in the studio because we're not going to be able to get to everyone tonight. However, we'll get to as many of you as we can. And before we begin, Jean was talking a little bit earlier to me about the importance of practice with regards to whatever it is that you want to practice, be it meditation, music, you name it. And we came down to the importance of trust and belief and how we can practice that. So, Jean, what would you like to say about that?
Well, what I have found in the past, I can say from my own personal experience that, let's say meditation as an example. I would sit down and I would meditate faithfully, right? And then, life would get, I would allow life to get in the way, okay? And I know this happens to a lot of people. Then we fall off our practices, whether it's playing the piano or practicing a sport or practicing meditation, right? So since we're focused on meditation for the moment, what I have decided to do for myself, which I'm suggesting to everyone, is that you can meditate anywhere and try and really incorporate this in a daily practice. Because if you took just 2 minutes to just silence your mind and just be still, your whole day would shift. Because a lot of times people wake up and they're only taking their first morning breath and already they're running through their mind what they got to do, right, David, for the day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then they're off and they're out the door or they're on to whatever their project is. So, you know, it's always helpful to take a minute or two. Yes, the longer you can sit and meditate is always great. But, you know, I meditate in the car. What I do is I tell my guys, okay, you know, I'm driving, keep me alert, my eyes, you know, alert on the road, you know. But I also want to silence my mind and be still, but conscious, okay? You could be in the shower. You could be washing dishes. You could be mowing the lawn. And the more that we could practice, I don't want to use the word discipline, David, because people can perceive that as a negative or as
right.
work. I don't like to use the word work. I try to
right.
find a word that's more positive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could just practice every day, just even just one positive thing. You know how, like, not everybody, David, but you know how, like, people will go through their day and they will be like, oh, this really sucked, or man, I wish I didn't run into that person, or here we go again. You know what I mean? Like those type of headspaces and thoughts.
Sure.
And I know that happens a lot, don't you think?
Well, it happened to me the other night when I was talking to you. We were scheduled to be on Friday night, and there was some kind of situation involving Blog Talk where people couldn't get into the studio, and including me. And it said there was no show scheduled, which was not the case. And I made the statement to Gene that I, you know, after lining up a new date, I made the statement that I hope we won't have a problem Sunday night. And Gene, she didn't chide me, but she reminded me that it's not about hope. It's about holding the knowing that all is well.
Yes, and that brings us into the belief and the trust, right?
Absolutely.
Because a lot
yeah.
of us get intuition hits, you know, that gut feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, that gut feeling is our higher self or our guardian angels, you know, letting us know, yeah, that's a really good thing to do, or no, don't do that yet. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And if
yeah.
people would practice, right, if people would practice silence, they would be able to hear their inner higher selves and their guardian angel more.
I love the way you talked about all the different ways that you can meditate. I find that any activity that requires me to focus actually helps me let go of the stream of thoughts that can pervade my consciousness or unconsciousness. And so, you know, I love the different examples that you gave. And I believe that if we're going to enjoy fulfilling lives, that we need to hold the knowing that all is well, and be as conscious as we can be.
Yes, and we need to be able to trust and believe that in ourselves, David, as you know, because society has programmed us, over the years, maybe where we, how we grew up, our, you know, our social interaction, religion, it doesn't matter how it comes about, but, you know, people have been programmed to not really trust what they're feeling, you know?
Absolutely.
And one of the experiences when, go ahead, I'm sorry, please go ahead.
No, I think that what you said is very important. A lot of key words, and this last one that I picked up on was feeling. Because a lot of us will discount our feelings, and they're all valid. It's just that some of them have a negative charge to them, and some of them have a positive charge. And so I always say that if you find yourself sliding down the ladder, that you need to start climbing the rungs to the next best feeling level. And action is a great way to do that, and meditation is a great form of action.
Oh, absolutely. And David, there, you know, if somebody is struggling with in a dark moment, and, you know, with thoughts, and they're having a hard time getting out of it, and they need to get out of it, certainly you need to have your feelings, because you need to validate your personal feelings of what you're feeling, so that way you can then release them. Because if it's not validated, then, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes people just need another person to just hear them vent, and then
absolutely
say, I hear you. I hear you. But now,
mm-hmm.
what steps would you like to take? And I'm speaking generally, of course, to help you shift that. Well, some ideas are, like we, David and I both said, you know, meditating, doing something physical, such as taking a walk in nature, you know, dancing, right? Or doing the dishes, cutting the lawn, painting, drawing, right? Sculpting, anything that you can physically do to shift your mind.
Service is a great form of shifting the mind and adding to your sense of self-esteem by the fact that you're helping somebody else. And I always find that helps me probably more than it helps the other person, because it does help me shift my consciousness. We are beings, not doings, and we're here to help each other.
Exactly, and I totally agree with you. I'm on the Distant Healing Network, which is a Reiki network for, like, anyone in the world can go on and ask for Reiki healing. And I've been on since 1998. So, you know, and I've done other things too, but, you know, there are, people can also do that, you know.
Right.
They can
right.
also, but I agree with you. I talk to a lot of people that go in and will do sound work or Reiki with people in nursing homes or in hospice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Jean, is there anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to ask you if there was anything else you wanted to say as you were saying it.
Oh, I apologize, David. I didn't mean to, like, step over that, your talk.
You didn't, honey.
Because I always find it's more easier when we're in a face-to-face studio, because
yep.
then you can see when the person is going to talk.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
So please know I mean no disrespect.
I didn't take any disrespect, and the only thing I was saying was, if there's any other thoughts you wanted to add on the subject, let's do that, and then let's move on to the general reading.
Yes, let's move on. Everyone who would like to participate, in a little bit, I will charge your water for healing water, and you can just get a glass or an open bottle and just put it to the side for right now if you choose. Anyone listening in the recording, it will still work. What I would like to offer, David, is to give everybody an experience right now so that they can feel their higher self or their guardian angel, whoever wants to come in really for them in this moment that would be most appropriate for them personally. Does that sound good to you?
Sure. Go for it.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that?
Yep, I sure am. I like
All
it
right.
very much.
Everybody who would like to participate, please close your eyes if you can. And if not, if you're driving, please do this later so that you can really feel the full benefit. As you are gently breathing, allow all your thoughts to just leave your thinking mind for a moment, okay? Because you can always think about them in a minute. Gently breathing and allow yourself to put your focus on your heart chakra, which is in the center between your breath. So breath that you breathe in and exhale into the heart begins to prepare you for connecting fully and completely with your higher self, your guardian angel. We're going to ask for your higher self to please come into your frequency now. And I'm asking this benevolent request that your guardian angel, your higher self, come in and light up in your frequency, in vibration of all your cells now. Now don't think. Just relax, breathe, and sense each gentle breath connecting you deeper and deeper to your higher self. Now, while you are sensing your guardian, your higher self, go into your mind and ask your higher self, when I want to know the answer to a question, how will my body feel if the answer is yes? Allow yourself to feel what your body will feel like when the answer is yes. Do not second guess yourself. Now, ask your higher self, what will my body feel like if the answer is no? Allow yourself to sense this answer. I'm going to ask your higher self to please step to the side to invite your guardian angel. I'm requesting a most benevolent request for everyone who is participating. May their guardian angel come into their frequency now, so strong that the person receiving cannot deny the sensing. Guardian angel, if I ask you a question and the answer is yes, how will my body feel? It will feel differently than your higher self. Allow yourself to feel. Ask your guardian angel, if the answer is no, how will my body feel? Remember, it will feel different than your higher self. I am now asking a most benevolent request. I'm asking the presence of the Holy Spirit to come into the frequency of all listeners now. I ask for the Holy Spirit with everyone who gives permission first to receive an anointing blessing from the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Allow yourself to sense and integrate this anointed blessing. You cannot deny what you feel. We hope that this experience has helped you to have more trust and faith in yourself. We gave you this experience so that you could really feel and know. Never let anyone cause you to doubt your true self, your gifts and abilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Shall we go to the call lines?
We are ready.
Okay, and a reminder to the callers, just one question if you want a reading, or else you may receive a mini healing, and we'll get to as many of you as we can. The orders in the queue have changed, so you may find that you will get on sooner than I had indicated to you. And our first caller is Jessica, and I'm bringing Jessica live. And Jessica, say hello to Jean.
Hi, Jean. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome.
Thank you. So I would love a healing. I recently, as in yesterday, took a leap of faith and raised my prices having to do with these group classes I am doing, and I altered the format a little bit as far as actually coming out and saying, hey, I'm actually doing healing work on you guys, rather than just sort of inviting them to, like, let's say an exercise class. It's not exactly an exercise class, but it's similar to that. I was sort of working incognito, which was out of alignment. And out of fear, I guess. But so thoughts have come up as far as, like, that they won't think that it's worth it, or that I'm somehow ripping them off, or I went too high, or all this other stuff. And I would just like to, I flip-flop from feeling very confident and happy that I'm following my intuition, all the stuff you're talking about. Very happy that I followed that and that I'm following my guidance. And then flip-flop to the other side of, you know, the last hour, it's been feeling guilty and shame and all this stuff.
You want to get rid of that right now?
I would love to. That's exactly why I'm calling, yeah.
I know, I'm just messing with you. Okay, you ready? Here we go. I'm going to be plugging into all your chakras. And I'm going to start with the Earth Star, which is 10 inches below your feet, and go all the way up to the monad. The Ba chakra is 10 inches above your crown. I'm saying this so all the listeners can hear. 2 feet above your head is your monad, your higher self, God chakra. Okay, and I'm also going to be blowing in the Holy Spirit. spirit and God's healing breath, okay? And here we go. Starting
Thank you.
With the Earth Star.
Can I actually ask you a question before you do that? I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just, I know that these are fearful thoughts, and also with that said, what if I really did go too high? So,
Jessica,
and it,
I love you.
Thank you.
You're amazing. Can I do this for you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, while I am doing this for you, I want you to just know that you're breathing in pure divine light, okay? And exhaling divine light, okay? Here we go.
Okay, yes.
Let go of those resistances, Jessica. Good. Plugging into the feet. Plugging into the root. Plugging into the sacral. Let go of the resistance, Jessica. Good. Plugging into the navel. Doesn't matter what friends or family have said, let it go. Perfect. Plugging into the spleen chakra. Plugging into the solar plexus. Plugging in deep, deep, deep into the heart. Let him go, Jess. Good. Plugging into the throat. Good. Plugging into the center of the head, which includes pituitary, pineal chakra, third and fourth eye chakra, left and right side of the brain. Allow the divine truth in as you breathe. Excellent. Plugging into the crown. Plugging into the Ba. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, because you are worthy for your services. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Good job. Plugging into the monad. In your next breath, please breathe in love. As you continue to breathe in love, divine love fills all your cellular structures, all your systems, all your cells. How you doing, Jessica?
Feels good. I actually feel a little emotional, too. So thank you.
Well, that's okay. You're welcome. That's okay. As you know, because you're a healer, it's just releasing. And I know that this is a crystalline quantum micro warp speed healing, okay? So I'm doing my best to help everyone who chooses this to release as much as they were willing to in the moment, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Jessica.
Thank you so much. I actually tried to get you on Friday, but today was the day that it was meant to be. Thank you.
Exactly.
There you go. Thanks for participation tonight. Best wishes with all of your work.
Thank you very much. Many blessings to both of you guys.
Thank
you. God bless you, Jessica. Never let anyone take you out of your power, including yourself.
I love that.
Yes. Good advice to us all. Good night, Jessica.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, I love the name of our next caller. It's here meant to express, and that is Joy. Joy, your life.
Hello.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Joy from the Temple of Devotion wants to say hello. Hello, Joy. Can I wrap some joy around you real quick? Nothing joy around joy. Thank you, bye. Oh, thank you for that, Joy. Oh, you never know when she's going to pop in. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
I'm single, and I'm wondering if I will start to date soon.
Absolutely, yes. The only thing on your part right now that is causing any interference, right? This is like what you're vibrating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inside. Because are you aware that our heart is the biggest organ in our body, in our nervous system? It's bigger than our brain. And it emanates what we want, okay? So right now, your heart is longing for a partner. And yes, he is coming. So we are asked to tell you this. He is so close, Joy. Would you like to feel him right now?
Sure.
Close your eyes, please. Focus on your heart chakra. Now, you're going to use your imagination, but I promise you this works. Send a pink love cord from your heart to his heart, gently, very slowly. Did you feel it plug in?
Yes.
Now, just focus on your heart. Focus on that cord. Can you feel how the energy right now is sporadic?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Focus. P. Notice as you focus peace, it starts to calm. Are you noticing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now let's disconnect from him now. So Joy, when later on, do this, okay? And when you reconnect, do it very slowly and with peace, because the reason why his heart chakra reacted sporadically like that, because on a conscious level, he had no idea what just happened, okay? So it was like his energy reacting to what's going on here, okay? So when you do this slow and with peace and gently talk to him. Hi, my name is Joy. I'm waiting for you. And I know that you're waiting for me. Would you like to communicate like this to help us find each other? Okay?
Okay.
And Joy, just so that you know, my guys don't do this with everybody who asks me this question. Actually, in years, you're probably the second person that they told to do this, okay? And don't anybody else out there listening take it personally, okay?
Now you've given the secret to a lot of other people, Jane.
But that's okay because they can use that.
Of course it's okay. Wonderful.
Right. And it can never be used to harm anyone. because your higher self, just so that the listeners know, not that they would, but just to be clear, your higher self and God would never let you to anyone do that to cause harm on anyone. So anybody who sits down to do that, please know it's always love.
Perfect. Well, Joy, thank you for calling.
Thank you,
Joy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
God bless, Joy.
You too.
Joy, before you can say spell Mississippi, he'll be in your presence, okay?
Well, we just disconnected, but she heard you. Okay,
she heard
our
me.
Our next caller is Deep. And Deep, you are live.
Thank you again, David. Hi, Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Deep. Welcome.
Thank you. I had a question. I'm expecting a certain person to reach out to me. When do you see that happening?
I see this happening within the next 10 to 14 days. There's a lot going on right now behind the scenes energetically, and this is all for the positive. I mean, we had an incredible partial eclipse on the 12th. We've got one coming up on the 27th, and then again on August 11th. So there's a lot of divine behind-scenes preparation going on. And it's going to be wonderful and exciting. And if you can even allow yourself to accept this, it's going to, because I don't know what it is, I'm just, my guides are telling me what to say, is that it's going to unravel something, not just something, more things that are going to, like, lead to more things that you're going to be like, wow, this is incredible. Wow. Okay, so it's all good.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Deep.
Thank you, David.
Have a good night. Okay, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Jean, he included you. Our next caller is Katie. And Katie, you are live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Welcome, Katie.
Hi, I have a question. So I feel like I'm ready for a relationship, and I want to know, how can I allow in or release any resistance? Like, do I have any resistance to receiving a really good relationship?
Yes, because you want to know what lit right away, Katie, was in your root chakra, your navel, and your solar plexus is what's blocking you. Would you like us to just get that out of the way for you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to plug into all your chakras, okay? And you're going to be breathing in pure divine light. And I'm also going to be blowing in God's healing breath and the Holy Spirit to release those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start with your Earth Star, which is 10 inches below your feet. Let the fear go because you're worthy to have the most amazing compatible partner. I'm plugging into the bottom of your feet. Let him go, Katie, because woo-hoo, your partner's just walking towards you and you need to walk to your partner. Let them go from your feet. Good job. Going into your root. You know consciously in the, it's 2018, Katie. In 2018, women have rights and women can demand respect in this lifetime. And you know what I'm saying is true. If you know your history of how women were treated in the old days, let's let this go, okay?
Yes.
Excellent. Going into your sacral. And remember, not another day will anyone, including a man, take your power away from you again, remember? Never again.
Yes.
Let this go. Excellent. Going into the navel. Release, release, release all those trapped energy experiences from all the past. They are not true. They're not true. Excellent. Plugging into your solar plexus. Not another, Katie. We will let anybody manipulate you. Not again. Not anymore. This is when you let go of that fear so you can let your perfect partner in. Excellent. Let's go deep in your heart. Excellent. Let's go into your throat chakra. And I'm also being told to include the burdens that you've carried from past moments when you did not believe that you were worthy to have the perfect, healthy, loving partner. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Excellent. Good job going into the center of your head and allow divine truth to come in beside the divine light, Katie. Excellent. Going into your crown. Excellent. Going into the ba, 10 inches above your head. All the past experience that were negative, go. They're blocking you from this wonderful, amazing, magnificent partner. Let it go, let it go. Excellent. Let's plug into the final chakra, your monad. And as we release these interferences, let's reconnect you stronger to your higher self to strengthen your intuition. Breathing in divine love, exhale divine love. Divine love fills all your cells, all your senses. Loving and wrapping all of you in divine love with each breath. How you doing, Katie?
I'm feeling good. I didn't think you were going to say yeah, because I've been putting a big pink crystal on my solar plexus, so I thought that was clearing it. I'm shocked you said yeah.
And now you know how to do the pink love cord because you heard me explain that with the other person.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. God bless you always.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Katie.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, Alan, you are next. Believe it or not, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Ellie. Welcome.
Thank you. Could I just ask for a healing without going into details?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. Why don't you think inside your mind what you want, and that's what I will do for you.
Okay.
And don't worry,
thank you.
Can't hear you. I can't hear you in your head, okay? So don't worry. Your higher self will tell my guides what to do, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
And remember, you're breathing in pure divine light, okay?
Okay.
Plugging into your Earth Star now. Plugging into your feet chakras. Let go of the resistance. Excellent. Plugging into your root. Excellent. Plugging into your sacral. No one will ever be able to take your power away, so let's release this. Excellent. Plugging into your navel. Let go, let go. Plugging into your spleen chakra. Plugging into your solar plexus. Not another day will you allow anyone to take your power away, not even including yourself. Plugging into the center, deep into your heart. You are worthy. Let go. Plugging into your throat chakra. Let go, let go. You are worthy to be heard. You are worthy to be heard and validated. Excellent. Plugging into the center of your head. Allow divine truth to come in as you breathe in divine light. Allow divine truth Excellent. Plugging into your crown. Let go of the resistance and have belief and trust in yourself. Excellent. Plugging into the Ba 10 inches above your head. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Plugging into your crown. I mean, your monad. Going back to your crown. Going back to the monad. In your next breath, breathe in divine love. Exhale, divine love. Breathing in divine love. Exhale, divine love. Divine love filling all your cells, your cellular structure, all your body. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Feels great.
Awesome. And you know, for anybody listening out there, if you ever want to have a full session with me, you know, you can just contact my my web address, or you can call my cell phone, which David can give that out, or I can give that out just before we close, and go even deeper and deeper. So I am so glad that you feel great. I'm so glad that everyone feels awesome. And I would like to charge everybody's water before David has to close and end the show, if that's okay, David.
That's fine. We actually have 7.5 minutes left.
Oh, okay, because I'm not looking at the clock.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to take one more person?
Yeah, let's do one more person, and then let's do the water, because the water only takes 20 seconds.
Okay. Ellen, thank you so much for calling tonight. God bless.
Thank
God
you,
bless
David.
You,
thank
Helen.
You, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's give out your phone number first, Jean. Is that the number that you dialed in on?
Yes, area code 802-233-7877.
Very good. And let's do the water last. And that way people that might benefit from this next reading will be able to hang in there and hear that as well. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect. I'm ready.
Okay. And our last caller of the evening is going to be Donna. Donna, you are live.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Donna. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Oh, I'm sorry. yes, thank you for taking my call. I had a question. Do you see anything new in, you know, the love department? Like, I guess everybody else is asking. And normal, healthy, somebody to walk beside me, not ahead of me, not in back of me. I don't have to guess. I don't have to think. It's just there.
Right. What you're desiring is your perfectly matched vibration partner.
Right. And to know the difference between manipulation and positivity. It sounds crazy,
exactly.
But
exactly. No, it doesn't sound crazy. And you know what the root of all of that is that when we fully, completely love ourselves and fully and completely self-accept ourselves, right? Then,
yeah.
I'm going to answer your question, but I need to share this because it's important. But when we fully love ourselves and accept ourselves, then we can then attract that perfectly balanced partner. So, like, let's say there's a part of us, let's say that consciously knows we're worthy to have somebody who's loyal and honest and supportive and fun and who is willing to, you know, have a paycheck, you know what I mean? All the above that everybody wants in a partner, right? Whether it's their own business or they work for someone else, you know, someone who's willing to grow and not suppress, right? Someone who's not a control freak, someone that supports you in your growth, right? So,
yeah.
And the way to achieve that is 100% self-love and self-acceptance. So let's say hypothetically, consciously, you're like, well, I know I'm worthy and I'm ready, right? Well, let's say subconsciously, I'm not saying you are, I'm just giving you and everyone an example, okay? Let's say subconsciously, inside you're going, oh, no. I've attracted drunks, drug addicts, losers, cheaters. And I'm not saying you have. This is just an example. Guys who lie or girls who lie, whatever your preference is. People who just can't be straight up, you know what I mean? So now anyone who is thinking like this subconsciously is now arguing with their conscious mind. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, and guess who wins? Are you ready for this? The subconscious. Do you know why? Because the subconscious mind will emanate a stronger desire for what they want versus the conscious until you get the heart and the conscious and the subconscious all working together. Does that make sense?
I think I got it.
Okay, so to answer your question now, yeah. Okay, if you sit down and you really work at this, right, erase, if you practice self-love, self-acceptance, right, and you sit down, once you do that, and then, because you don't want to send out that pink love cord until you're really on track, okay, because you're going to plug into the wrong guy, okay, or the wrong woman, and you don't want to do that. You want the correct, highest good for you, and all that you want and desire with all your joy and celebration for the two of you. So, if you do this practice, every day, and that includes even in the mirror, if you really, really practice this consciously, you will have this man, this woman, whoever your partner is that you choose in your life within the next 30 days.
Okay.
But remember, you have to practice.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
If you get stuck along the way, you just call me up and we can set up a healing, okay?
Okay, so just practice, you know, self-love. Yeah, I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah, because if I was talking to you privately right now, there would be other things I would be saying.
All right, okay.
You know, like. Okay, I'm just trying to keep your confidentiality, but you know what they are. You know what your experiences have been.
Yes, definitely.
Right, so I don't have to say it out loud.
Okay, I got you. All right.
I promise you, have faith and trust, okay? Because you're going to be blown away. You are going to be blown out of the water in a good way, okay?
Okay,
like if you were a little girl, right, and your mom or your dad says, I'm taking you into Toys R Us today, and you can pick anything in the store you want. It doesn't matter how expensive or how inexpensive it is. Do you get what I'm saying now?
Yes.
That kind of excitement, okay, that kind of wonderful.
Okay, all right, and I will let you know.
Please do, thank you. You can always find me on Facebook, too, or you can email me.
And on Facebook, you spell your name differently, Jean, right?
Yes, on Facebook, you can find me either under Jean of Divine Healing, which is spelt J-E-A-N of Divine Healing, or if you wanted to just find my regular page, you would look under J-E-E-A-N Souch. So just remember the two E's in the beginning.
Okay, so on the Facebook page, it's J-E-A-N
of Divine Healing.
Of Divine Healing. Right,
and then the other Facebook page is J-E-E-A-N. A-N, J-E-E-A-N,
Salch, S-A-L-C-H. Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Donna. And we're going to go to the blessing of
her
now, so hang in there.
Okay.
And we're going to
all
close
right,
with Jean blessing the water of everybody that's been listening to this show, live or otherwise. And Jean, I will turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Here we go. And it's ready for everyone to drink. You will feel the effects within 0 to 5 minutes. The taste of your water may change. If it was cold, it may be warmer. If it was warm, it might be cold, or it might even have bubbles in it now. Thank you so much, David, and thank you to the listeners. I'm always so grateful when you invite me on your show, and I feel very blessed and honored. Thank you so much, and God bless you, David, and God bless everyone.
Oh, thank you, Jean, and it's been a pleasure. We'll look forward to the next time that we can do this. And so now let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.